When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
MTN Home. Visit broadband.mtn.com.gh or your MyMTN app to sign up today. MTN.
Good afternoon, Ghana. It's 12 o'clock. Time to reach for mobile water. Mobile water. Unique in every way.
To the 2024 presidential and parliamentary elections. Hello, good afternoon and welcome to the Midday News. The Midday News is live on Joy 99.7 FM here in Accra and Kumasi. We are on Love 99.5 FM, myjoyonline.com, live in all 16 regions. Kekeli Radio in Hololo FM in Hohoi. We are on X Spaces, we are on Facebook. The Midday News is supported by Petrosol Platinum Energy, energizing dreams. This afternoon, illegal miners have now extended the operation to the Black Volta in the Savannah region, where local fisher folk report their livelihoods and safety are under constant threat.
The catches have reduced, and even some of the illegal miners are using weapons to make sure that people even move out from their communities.
Also, seven civil society groups filed a lawsuit seeking to repeal LI 2462, which grants the president the authority to permit mining in forest reserves.
We're also asking to restrain any person or entity holding such licenses from carrying out mining activities in forest reserves.
This afternoon, 11 presidential aspirants disqualified by the EC from participating in the December 7 general elections. You want to stay for who made it and who is in. Also, a former Supreme Court Justice Jones Duche calls for a review of the constitutional provision that mandates that majority of ministers are appointed from parliament, and significantly reducing the jurisdiction of the Supreme Court.
I think that is one of the most important issues we have in this constitution that needs to be tackled.
We have details from the stakeholders' consultation on amending the constitution, as the Speaker of Parliament also calls for significant changes to the book.
I venture to submit that the focus of the first brains behind the drafting of this constitution was to achieve political stability at the expense of development.
Also this afternoon, former gender ministers and advocates are ramping up pressure for the swift implementation of the affirmative action law, which was signed by President Akufo-Addo after a 12-year delay.
When a woman is pregnant, it should not affect her promotion. The budget, you talk about gender responsive budgets.
If we are able to cross every T and dot every I in terms of monitoring, as per the clauses, we will get there.
And then sports.
President Akufo-Addo leads hundreds of Ghanaians to bid farewell to legendary broadcaster Joe Lati.
And as the pressure mounts and campaigns are intensified, we bring you the lighter side of the campaign trail.
Please, person has given me a dirty blow.
He has given you a dirty blow?
A dirty blow.
Some has been gunshotted.
They've been arrested and what?
Some has been gunshotted. Wow.
How many kids do you have yourself?
One.
Oh, you will get only 500 cities every month. Like myself, I have 6 kids, you know. You get 3,000 cities.
That's and more in this afternoon's edition of the Midday News. You want to stay for details. I am MFA Apau, and this is your home of independent, fearless, and credible journalism. Let's get into the election headquarters.
Election Headquarters is brought to you by Petrosol Platinum Energy, energizing dreams, the Chartered Institute of Management Accountants, CIMA, and the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants, AICPA, together as the Association of International Certified Professional Accountants, German Ozone Medical Center, Alternative Therapy, Dental, Wellness and Beauty, Chopbox Technologies, a convenient service, and Youth Bridge Foundation, bridging the gap for positive youth development.
And this afternoon in the election headquarters, the Electoral Commission has just communicated that 11 presidential aspirants have been disqualified from participating in the December 7 presidential election. So the EC just issued that statement, and my colleague Elton Brobe joins me in studio. Elton.
So before the EC will address the news conference at 1 to tell us why 11 of them could not make it to the final, you know, December 7th. But according to a statement that just came through, following the successful conduct of the filing of nomination from the 9th of September to the 13th, the Commission instituted a thorough examination of the nomination form submitted by the candidates to ensure conformity with requirements as set out in law. The Electoral Commission wishes to inform the general public that the following persons have successfully gone through the nomination process and qualified to contest as candidates in the 2024 presidential elections. And those who made it are Dr. Mamadou Bawumia, the New Patriotic Party flag bearer, John Dramani Mahama, the NDC's flag bearer, Alan Kwadwo Martin, independent candidate, Christian Kwabena Andrew, Ghana Union Movement, Daniel Augustus Late Jr., Great Consolidated Popular Party, George Chumberima Adu, independent candidate, Nana Kwame Bediakum, independent candidate, Akua Donko, Ghana Freedom Party, Hassan Abdullahi Ayariga, All People's Congress, Kofi Akpaloo, Liberal Party of Ghana, Mohammed Frimpong, National Democratic Party, Nana Akosua-Frimpong, Convention People's Party, and of course, Kofi Crantin, independent candidates. So in all, 13 individuals will qualify to contest the upcoming elections in December.
But do we know the 11 that did not make it?
So, I mean, a glance through, and of course, names like the PNC presidential candidate, Bernard Mona, is out. Dr. Sam Ankara is out.
Is Janet Nabila in there?
At all.
Okay.
So the 13
is... But you mentioned Cheddar, though.
Yeah, Cheddar Nana Bediakon made it to the final list. And so these are the individuals that the EC says that met the requirement necessary to contest the presidential election. But
so
at 1 p.m.
Ankara, I didn't hear you mention Sam Ankara.
No, Sam Ankara is out of the race.
He's out.
Yes. Okay. And so is Bernard Mona and nine others. But the EC says they have a reason why those people have been disqualified and will talk the Republic at 1 p.m.
Well, Elton, we'll be monitoring that particular press conference for updates on this. Also to hear from some of the candidates whose names are not in this particular statement put out by the Electoral Commission. We'll get the reasons, the detailed reasons from the Electoral Commission at that press conference. And of course, your election headquarters will be monitoring that for you and bring you updates on it. Whilst we work the lines to bring in some of the disqualified aspirants and what the initial reaction to this decision by the Electoral Commission is, we'll stay a while longer in the election headquarters. And NDC flag bearer John Mahama has pledged to restore automatic recruitment for nursing trainees if he's elected. Speaking to students at the Ntontroso Nursing and Midwifery College in the Ahafo region, he emphasized that nursing graduates will secure jobs promptly after completing their training, promising to complete all hospital projects.
I know all the problems you have with your allowances and everything. And we're going to come and make things better for you. We're going to come and restore automatic posting so that when you come out of school, you can get a job as quickly as possible. Ezu, and your younger brothers and sisters who are going to come after you, when they come to the first year, they're not going to pay any school fees. We're going to continue all the hospitals that are being built so that we can employ as many of you as possible. Make sure that you keep your voting cards well on 7th December, vote for a change and vote for the 24-hour economy.
He also stated that President Akufo-Addo's mismanagement of the country has forced him to abandon his initial plan to step back from politics, as he believes it is necessary to step in and correct the nation's course.
I was looking forward to retirement. After I handed over to Akufo-Addo, I thought I was going to relax and say, man, I'll be a such person if I see the extent to which they have destroyed this country. And I have the experience, I have the knowledge, I have the integrity. Then I sit at home and I say I will not offer myself to come and use that experience to turn this country around. I'll be a very selfish person to do that.
Meanwhile, the flag bearer of the Movement for Change, Alan Kwadwo-Chiamantin, says he promised Ghanaians to nominate a young person as his running mate, and he has fulfilled it. He spoke during the official unveiling of Kwame Owusu-Danso as his running mate.
I made a call on the youth of our country to make make a bold move, take control, power, and authority in our country. Because actually, it belongs to them. On the 13th of August this year, at a media encounter with you friends of the media, I also made a commitment that my vice presidential nominee will be a young person. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm pleased to note that this morning I'm about to fulfill all those commitments that I made.
Well, let me take you live to the venue for this event, and Kenneth Jesse is there for us. Kenneth, before we get into the details of this particular unveiling, though, has the news about the fact that Alan Chemanting is part of the four independent candidates that qualified or made it onto the EC's list reached them yet?
Yes, it has, and they are very happy about the news. They say it is a sign of change that is about to happen in December. And after that, the man that we came here to witness, Kwame Osu Dansu, was officially unveiled, and he has categorically called out the NDC and MPP for completely mismanaging the economy since at least 2012. He says Ghanaians should vote for neither party, but choose the Movement for Change, as it represents the vote and the youth that make about 70% of the population. He says, as a youth himself, he knows the struggles, the high unemployment rate that is among the youth, knows the troubles that the youth are going through. So he's presented himself as a very young person who's ready to partner Alan John Kudu Chemanting and address the vast majority of problems confronting the country.
Well, Ken, before I let you off, though, all week you've been in the campaign team of Dr. Mahmood Bawumia. Let us in on what exactly has been happening with that team as well.
Well, early this week, Dr. Mahmood Bawumia fought part of the Greater Accra region. He was in Adan, Sege, Ningo Pram Pram. He was at Nungwa as well, selling his campaign message of possibilities, selling digitalization as the way forward to move the country forward. Well, this weekend, though, he will be in Cape Coast for at least a week to also sell his campaign message to the people of that region. He's expected to tour that region for about 10 days, selling his campaign message of digitalization, and he's also been jabbing at his opponent, John Dramani Mahama, who he has been describing as a second-hand president, and he has been presenting himself as a brand-new tear-rubber president, telling electorates that if they vote for him in December, he will come and account to them next 4 years. So they should choose him and reject his opponent, John Dramani Mahama. So that's really what has been happening in the camp of the Vice President and MPP flag bearer, Dr. Mahmood Bawumia.
That's my colleague Kenneth Jesse bringing us up to speed on what Alan Kudu Chemanting has been up to, as well as the NPP flag bearer and Vice President Dr. Mahmood Bawumia. And the countdown is on. We are just 78 days to the December polls, and it's clear all the candidates know their smoothness level now. 11 of them have been disqualified. The EC will give us updates soon as to why they were disqualified. But of course, the campaign activities are mounting up with intensity, but not without the fun side. Prince Kwame Kuduga brings you some fun sights of the campaign trail in the following report read to you.
The week has been packed with political activities, with the NDC's Enough is Enough demonstration against the Electoral Commission taking center stage. But the question remains, who did this to the Ashanti Regional Chairman of the NDC, Augustus Nanakwisi?
This person has given me a dirty blow.
He has given you a dirty blow?
A dirty blow. And we know him.
Why did he give you a dirty blow?
I'm trying to enter into the premises and he gave me a dirty blow.
What exactly was he trying to say here?
Can you confirm if of your members have been arrested by the police?
Yes, and some has been gunshotted.
They've been arrested and what?
Some has been gunshotted. Wow.
Meanwhile, the LPG's Kofi Akpaloo and APC's Hassan Yariga are at each other's throats again.
It's like Hassan Yariga just said, that he went there at 11:35. He was giving 11:30. You see, a whole leader, he went to the place 5 minutes late. It's wrong. Somebody was living in Germany, and you know you should respect time.
I think that Mr. Kwalu is confused a bit when it comes to timing. So I thought that 11:35, because we came in a very huge spot. Not like Kwalu got there, and he and his wife and his running mate. We got there in a convoy of about 20 to 25 vehicles.
No, this man can't manage this, Ghana.
But what are your thoughts on Mr. Akpaloo's policies and his strategy for winning the upcoming elections?
So what really is the motivation if
the road to the Jubilee House seems so far from you.
No, 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 it's not far. I'm going to be the next president of this country. I'll win this election. This election, I'll win it.
How?
Every child in Ghana is going to receive child benefit. How many kids do you have yourself?
One.
Oh, you will get only 500 cedis every month. Like myself, I have 6 kids, you know?
Mm.
Yeah, you get 3,000 cedis. If you are lucky and you have twins, it's 750 per child, you know?
And here's Nana Kwame Bediakun's plan for economic redemption. Do you remember the statement?
Ghana, it is Sikaso. Omenyo Yamai, Nenam, a memoir, Enko Yenti. A comedy.
The PNC's Bernard Mona has a different approach for utilizing revenue from the country's natural resources.
I am saying that if you don't get anything out,
when you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
300 to 500 Ghana cedis from these cumulative resources will enter into your account.
Politics in Ghana is definitely never a dull affair.
And the last candidate you heard there was Bernard Mona. Unfortunately, he did not make it onto the EC's list. We are told 13 of them have made it. The EC will be giving us explanation. And Mahmoud Bawumia, John Dramani Mahama, Alan Kojuche Manting, Christian Kwabena Andrews, Daniel Augustus Latte Jr., George Chumberima Edu, Nana Kwame Bediako, Cheda, Ekuya Donko, Hassan Abdullahi Ayariga, Kofi Akpalu, Mohammed Frimpong, and Nana Akusia Frimpoma, Sopong Kumankuma, and Kofi Kranting have all made it. Now, let's focus on our hashtag No to Galamsey and President of the National Inland Canoe Fishermen Council, Jacob Kaboni Tete Agbeke, has sounded the alarm on the dire impact of illegal mining on the inland fisheries sector, warning of a looming decline in fish stocks. He revealed that fisher folk operating on the Black Volta in the Savannah region are being forcefully displaced by illegal miners who continue to exploit the water body despite efforts to resist them. Well, according to him, this activity is threatening the daily livelihoods of the fishers.
The catches have reduced, and even some of the illegal miners are using weapons to make sure that our people even move out from their communities. Sometimes even the fishing grounds, and when we land or around the Black Volta, the places where they mined. On the Savannah, that is the Banda side and the Savannah areas, yeah. On the Black Volta, they actually use weapons to even make sure that our people who live in the communities leave the area for them to mine. The fish that will grow for us to catch, they died 3-6 months ago, a year ago. So the resources is reducing, and so the illegal mining is affecting us greatly. It's because the lake is vast. You are not seeing the stability of the water.
Meanwhile, in the Ashanti region, aquaculture farmers in the Amansea East District are bemoaning the activities of illegal small-scale mining. We can hear from the national organizer of the Ghana Aquaculture Association, Francis Dehier.
For quite some time, the bulk of fish farming was taking place in the Volta Lake area. That was tilapia. In recent years, the last few years, catfish farming has become very prominent, especially in parts of the Ashanti region there, like the Amansea East. Catfish is showing great promise. Unfortunately, this is the very area where illegal mining is taking place.
And as pressure mounts on government to find a solution to the Galamsey menace, the Chamber of Mines has some recommendations. Here's the Chief Executive, Suleiman Akoni.
Because the problem actually emanated on the concessions of mining companies. People forget about this. Years back, we struggled to actually get them off our concessions. Mm. And one of the key recommendations has to do with making sure that we have a view of the extent of mineralization of parcels of land before we parcel them for small-scale mining.
Well, that's Suleiman Akonde. The full interview on PM Express Business Edition with George Uyafe is available on all our social media platforms. In a related development, seven civil society groups have filed a civil case in which they are demanding the courts to ultimately repeal legislative instrument. That's LI 2462, which gives powers to the president to mine in forest reserves across the country. Daryl Busu of Arocha, Ghana, speaks for the CSOs.
It's aimed at protecting Ghana's forest reserves from the devastating effects of mining. A total of 24 forest reserves, including seven globally significant biodiversity areas, either have a mining lease granted within their boundaries or a mining lease or prospecting license application awaiting validation. Our case challenges the legality of the Environmental Protection Mining and Forest Reserves Regulations 2022, that's LI 2462, which we believe were laid in Parliament without the mandatory fiscal impact analysis.
Well, that's a Daryl Busu there. My colleague Blessed Sogai at that press conference joins us on the line. Blessed, who are these seven groups?
Well, the groups include the Media Coalition on Galamsey. We also do have Arocha Ghana, which is hosting all of these groups, eco-conscious citizens. We have the CASA group and a number of environmentalist groups which believe that the president ought not to hold the powers to authorize mining in forest reserves and places of biodiversity hotspots. Is the reason for which they are heading to court, but in the meantime, they are asking the courts to equally injunct the president from authorizing anyone to go into the forest reserves even before a determination of this case is made.
That's my colleague Blessed Sogar. I'll take you live now to the police headquarters where the police is addressing a news conference on tomorrow's demonstration against illegal mining by the Fix the Country movement. Michael Ashale is there for Joy News. Michael, what are the police saying?
So, MFA, as advertised, we know that from yesterday that some of the interviews that we did, the Ghana Police Service is expected to meet the organizers of the demonstration expected to start tomorrow in less than 24 hours. We are guessing that that meeting possibly is going on, but the police is fighting about it. But the planned press conference that they advertised earlier is yet to begin, though. But we understand that they are putting pen to paper and will hopefully be addressing the media in a few minutes' time.
That's my colleague Michael Ashale with updates from the Ghana Police Service as they prepare for that protest being organized by the Fix the Country Movement Democracy Hub, we call them. Well, the Methodist Bishop of Accra, Right Reverend Emmanuel Bolabi Bote, is the latest religious person to add their voice to the end to the illegal mining menace. He's been speaking about the situation.
It is now being reported that in areas where these things are going on, children are being born with all kinds of deformities. Our nation is under threat, largely because of our desire just to grab for ourselves. The church in Ghana has a huge task. Are people hearing the good news of Jesus Christ, which calls us to repentance, to turn away from every evil?
That's the Methodist Bishop of Accra, Right Reverend Emmanuel Bolabi Bote, at the state burial, delivering that sermon at the state burial of iconic broadcaster and commentator Joe Latte. May his soul rest in perfect peace. We'll take a quick break here on the Midday News, live on Joy 99.7 FM here in Accra, in Kumasi on Love 99.5 FM, affiliates across Ghana's 16 regions. We're live on X Spaces, we're on Facebook, myjoyonline.com. The Midday News is supported by Petrol Soul Platinum Energy, energizing dreams. We return from the break with sports because we've been talking about 11 presidential aspirants disqualified from participating in the December 7 general elections. And then former gender ministers and advocates are ramping up pressure for the swift implementation of the affirmative action law, which was signed by President Akufo-Addo after a 12-year delay.
Is pregnant, it should not affect her promotion. The budget, you talk about gender responsive budgets.
If we are able to cross every T and dot every I in terms of monitoring as per the clauses, we will get there.
When budget
budgets are tight and money difficult to come by. You want to be sure you get the best value for your money. These are not times to be spending money fixing expensive engine problems because of cheap fuel and lubricant. Drive to a petrol source station today and buy your quality fuel and lubricant, and rest assured of fuel that lasts long and lubricant that prevent expensive engine problems. Hear the sound. Petrosol, clean fuel in full quantity.
The luckiest
*712#
luck is everywhere for everyone. Yeah, the luckiest
*712#
luck is everywhere for everyone. Yeah,
doctors,
nurses,
barbers,
drivers,
bouncers,
friends,
teachers,
bankers.
You could be the luckiest. You could be the luckiest.
East, west, north, south, to be a metal.
You could be the luckiest. You could be the luckiest.
Accra to Haga.
Let's go.
The luckiest.
*712#.
Luck is everywhere for everyone. Yeah. The luckiest.
*712#.
Luck is everywhere.
Barbers,
drivers,
bouncers,
friends,
teachers,
bankers.
*712#.
You could be the luckiest.
For too long, Ghanaians have been let down by empty promises and failed leadership. But now, a new dawn is rising in our beloved country. A sweeping change led by the visionary, Nana Kwame Bediako, the leader of a new force movement. Nana Kwame Bediako will embark on an unprecedented tour of all 276 constituencies across Ghana. He's bringing hope, economic freedom, and to put power back where it belongs, with you, the people. Be part of this historic revolution that will shape the destiny of our nation. Join the New Force Movement now and let's build a nation of our dreams. For more information, call 0531-100081. That's 0531-100081. New Force Movement. Enida Swaba.
Thanks for staying with us. Let's do sports. Mubarak.
Thank you very much, MFA. So hundreds of Ghanaians led by President Akufo-Addo gathered earlier this morning at the forecourt of the State House for the burial of iconic broadcaster Joe Lahti. Joy Sports editor Nathaniel Atto was there and reports.
During the sermon that was delivered by the Methodist Bishop of Accra, Right Reverend Emmanuel Bolabi Bote, he stressed the need for all to be ready for this day in their lives and also to make hay while the sun shines. The Deputy Minister for Youth and Sports also delivered a message on behalf of the government of Ghana, highlighting the excellence that Joe Lahti reached for during his active days as a sports journalist and a global icon. Today, the whole nation bids a symbolic farewell to a broadcasting legend and an icon of leadership whose feet have been sunken in the stones of time and in the annals of the history of our nation, Ghana. Nathaniel Atto from the forecourt of the State House. And as he will always say, over to you, Mubarak, in the studio.
Thank you very much, Nat, and over to you, MFA.
Juma Mubarak, to you as well. Now, former Justice of the Supreme Court, Justice Jones Doche, says there's an urgent need to amend the Constitution to change the requirement to appoint majority of ministers from Parliament. According to the former judge, either all ministers must come from Parliament or none. He was speaking at a meeting on the stakeholders' consultations on the review of the Constitution organized by the Ministry of Parliamentary Affairs.
These processes have been stopped by some judicial processes, but the decisions of the Supreme Court was given as far back as 2016. How come that we have not moved very far? One of the key issues of this particular constitution is the issue of some percentage of ministers coming from Parliament. I think that is one of the most important issues we have in this constitution that needs to be tackled. And we have to decide whether we want all our ministers to come from Parliament or to be outside Parliament. This hybrid, for me, will not work.
But Parliamentary Affairs Correspondent Kwaku Asante's at this meeting joins us with more. Kwaku, Jones Dechi also wants the jurisdiction of the Supreme Court reduced. How does he want that done?
Well, in fact, now he says the court's jurisdiction is such a huge one, they are unable to deal with the significant caseload that continue to come. He wants the court to be limited to deal with certain constitutional matters and only a few appeals.
And that's my colleague Kwaku Asante. Now, the demand for the immediate implementation of the Affirmative Action Bill or the Affirmative Action Law now, since it's been assented to by the President, is growing stronger as former gender ministers celebrate the historic passage of the law. We can hear from convener of the Affirmative Action Coalition, Sheila Minkapremo.
I feel very excited. I've been part of the team that started working in the development of this law, but from 2011 as a technical committee member. Later, became a member of the coalition, sort of working from the outside to push for the passage of the law, the convener for the coalition. So I am so excited and very happy that finally we've had this law and it's been assented to by the President. I'm very excited and I'm looking forward to a very bright future.
We all are super excited about it. MNJ.
Yeah. Yes.
What's MNJ up? It's a Friday. Charlie, right. I don't like your energy. Energy. What's up?
A lot is trending. Yeah. Yesterday, Generation Z's have been trending since yesterday.
I'm sure
you know why. So, a Generation Z was recommended to a potential employer.
Mm-hmm.
And then this Generation Z lady got in touch with a potential employer and then went straight to the point.
Hello.
I'm told you have an opportunity.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.